Listening to All in a Day here on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa-Gatineau. As you have undoubtedly heard in the news, the family of Prince was in court earlier this week, beginning the process of settling his affairs and dividing up the estate. It's a process that's complicated because the star died without a will. The result could be a mess of litigation and possibly a huge tax bill. Here to sort through what is likely to happen next and what lessons it holds for all of us, our money columnist Kate McNamara. Hello there.
Mind the buses.
Yeah, there are lessons here, regardless, even if you would not have the money that Prince might have had. But we should explain, though, what has happened so far with the Prince estate.
Sure. Well, no will has turned up. So the singer's sister filed legal documents in Minnesota last week asking the court to appoint an administrator for the estate. And that happened, as you said, Monday. Prince's bank, Bremer Trust, is now overseeing the estate, and there's thought to be assets. It's murky, but it's thought the assets are worth more than $300 million US dollars. Bank oversight is reasonably common. Banks tend to be good at valuing assets, managing ongoing businesses, estimating the tax taken, ultimately distributing funds to heirs, but that will take years.
But a will would have laid all this out, right?
Yeah, it was certainly it could. A will would have named an administrator, an executor, possibly an institution like Bremer. Wills tend to be very particular, and that's where they're useful, especially in large, complicated estates. Here's Judith T. Younger. She's a professor of law at the University of Minnesota.
And you can have a separate executor from an ordinary financial executor. You could also have a literary executor. They call it literary, but in this case, it would be an artistic property executor.
So that can save all sorts of squabbling over what Prince would or wouldn't have wanted done, say, with unreleased work. And it seems there is a great deal of that. Also, settling questions like how he would have wanted his image used, although it appears so-called persona isn't protected after death in Minnesota the way it is in some other states.
Yeah, I think we'll clarify in a moment sort of the idea of what's different in the United States and Canada when it comes to inheritance law as well. But potential heirs in this case are...
It looks like the siblings. So absenting a will, state law ranks family in a hierarchy. So first spouse and kids and then parents. Well, there's no current spouse. There's no kids we know of. There may be love children to emerge from the woodwork yet and no surviving parents. So at this stage, it looks like it moves to the siblings. Here's Jeffrey Eisen. He's a trusts and estates lawyer in Los Angeles.
Yes, all of the classic elements are in place for acrimony, which is six people who are beneficiaries, five of whom are half-siblings and may or may not have had any kind of relationship with Prince, and you have a vast amount of wealth being given up.
So five half-siblings, one full. Minnesota law makes no distinction between half and full siblings. They do seem to be getting on at the minute, but it's early days.
Is this how inheritance law flows in Canada too, when there's no will?
That's right. So that broad hierarchy of spouse and kids and then parents and then siblings, that holds for Canada too. It is often cases where there is a spouse and kids that pose the greatest difficulty. Here's Richard Weiland. He practices trust and estate planning law with Clark Wilson in Vancouver.
If they die, say, with a surviving spouse and a couple of young children, the estate is now divided between the spouse and the young children, but children under the age of 19 can't hold assets in their own name. So in that case, their share gets paid to the public guardian and trustee, and the public guardian and trustee holds their share for them until they turn 19. So that can tie up significant assets of the estate, whereas most people, if they made a will, they would probably leave their entire estate to their spouse.
Lots of questions. Another of them is guardianship of the children if both parents die. Someone typically comes forward from the family to take that on, but it's a huge opportunity for dissension.
Some people will think, though, that if you have no will, everything goes to the government.
Yes, I would suspect the same myself by inclination.
And are you right?
No, not entirely. But there certainly are instances where you do stand to lose a lot more to the government if you die intestate. Here's Richard Weiland again.
If I die and I leave all of my estate assets to my spouse, Everything goes to my spouse on a tax-deferred basis, or sometimes called a rollover basis. So there's no, if there's any accrued capital gains on my assets that aren't sheltered by exemptions, my spouse will take that without having to pay the tax on the accrued capital gain. If part of my estate goes to my children, however, there is no rollover available when the assets go to my children. And so it can increase the tax burden on the estate.
I think it's fair to say the larger the estate, the more important the tax planning, because the more you stand to lose to the government. Lots of families won't have assets beyond a family home and registered investment accounts and maybe some insurance. And all of that can be set up to pass to a spouse without a will. For the home, the spouse has to be on the title. And then for the registered accounts, again, they can roll to the spouse or indeed to any designated person, the insurance as well.
And a will doesn't mean there won't be fighting in the end anyway, right?
No, indeed. So Michael Jackson died in 2009. There is still litigation pending against that estate. In that case, it's actually the tax man, the IRS, who's looking for a bigger take. But, you know, broadly what a will does for you is set out a blueprint for how you want things settled, how you want your affairs settled. It prompts you to think about who you want to get what, and even a very simple will kit from Staples does that for you. For lots of people, though, then it prompts them to think about, you know, what they might do in order to pay as little tax as possible upon death, so through their estate. But wills, of course, can be a parting kick, right? Disinherit the kids, leave it to the cat, set the stage for a mighty battle you choose. Or maybe just disinherit one of the kids. That's
I'm gonna
always
everything to Kate and Nichols. I suspect it already. Kate McNamara. Thank you, as always.